One more time now on Inside Agriculture, continuing our discussion with Corey Rosenbusch of the Fertilizer Institute.
And the Mississippi's really low. Is that a concern at all?
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of calls from members. I mean, there was a member I talked to yesterday on the lower Mississippi. They're not even able to access their facility. It's just sitting there idle right now. They can't bring barges in. Obviously, the main channel is okay, but you know, when they're off on tributaries and stuff, they can't get the barge in to unload. So they're having to do everything by rail and truck. You're talking about 5 to 6-fold the cost to do it that way. And at the end of the day, unfortunately, that gets passed on to farmers and ultimately consumers. At this point, though, you're just hoping for rain. We just need some really good rain. And then dredging will always help. So WRDA is something that we'll be pushing hard for in the new Congress, that the Water Resources Development Act, that will help ensure funding for dredging and upgrading of locks and dams.
Are you hesitantly optimistic on the deregulation theme of the new administration?
I'm always optimistic. But yeah, I think that's probably the... People have been asking me what's the outlook with new Congress, the new administration. On the positive side, I do think there is a very positive sentiment that some of the regulatory burden and challenges that prevent businesses to grow or to do their business will hopefully be addressed. I mentioned environmental policy, some of the permitting required for business expansion, even if it's something that they're trying to add on a plant that will provide, you know, coating for reducing nitrogen runoff, for example. They can't get permitting for something that would have a positive impact on the environment. So we are feeling really optimistic. Right before the last Trump administration ended, there's this product called phosphogypsum. If you've ever been to Florida and you see mountains, there are no mountains in Florida. That's phosphogypsum stacks. And so when the Bone Valley, which is where the phosphates are in Florida, are mined and processed into MAP or DAP or other phosphate products, that's the byproduct that is not allowed to be reused in the United States because of EPA regulations. And so instead, we choose another environmental exposure by just stacking it into these giant mountains. The Trump administration, the Trump EPA, provided a direction that would allow companies to reuse that phosphogypsum. So that's an example of where I think, as soon as the Biden administration came in, they overturned it within the first couple of months. We're hoping that will go back to the original declaration, because we put a lot of risk management and science and research into that, and it would be a good contribution to the circular economy.
And that's how we'll end this Black Friday morning. Have a great day, a great weekend, and we'll see you next month, Monday morning, on Inside Agriculture.